I'm just going to assume my voice carries. I used to be able to teach in a 200-seat auditorium without a mic. That was a few years ago, though. I'm Al Janowitz. I'm one of the associate directors here at Dymax. I've been here about 10 years now, and this is my idea of being retired. I was a math professor someplace else for 35 years. Anyhow, I've been working with Bauman on this, so in a way I feel, even though this is not my area of research, I certainly got very interested in what was going on. Bauman is full of interesting ideas that always challenged us because he wanted to do a lot of things we've never done before. Dymax is roughly 20 years old. I'm going to make this as, since we are running late, I'll make this as brief as I can. This whole area of mathematics and art is certainly historically, it goes way back. It goes back to the days of Pythagoras, in fact, which is about as far back as I want to think about it. Although, as far as I know, there hasn't been much of a formal discipline. Maybe probably everybody who speaks is going to correct me on that statement. But I've never run into a course anywhere I've taught that dealt exclusively with a subject like this. Dymax started off with roughly five sponsoring organizations. We started off as the National Science Foundation Center of Excellence. And we were essentially a New Jersey outfit. Rutgers, Princeton, and the various things that sprung up from Bell Labs. We now have 14 members. We have gotten more of it. We're more of a nationwide thing now. We've just become, within the last 2 years, we've become the center of excellence for Homeland Defense. But we do a lot of things with education, workshops, research at any level you want to think about, K to 12, undergraduate research. We have a few, always have postdocs around. People come and spend part of their sabbatical with us. So there's generally a lot going on. It makes it a very nice place for somebody like me because I get to attend any workshop I'm interested in, except I hadn't counted on the fact they weren't going to let me have time to do it. It's a very busy place and we don't have very many staff people. Anyway, with that, I'm going to turn the program over to Bauman and give you further introductions. I should say the food. You know, we serve lunch and it'll be upstairs, and the coffee breaks will be upstairs in the same place where the coffee and bagels were. We view the food as an important part of every workshop, and the idea is you're supposed to be talking shop while you're eating. So that's it. I'm done.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Bauman Kalamgari. I welcome you to New Jersey and Rutgers University. I'd like to thank Dymax for letting us run this workshop. Fred Roberts, director, Mel, been really gracious in helping me with many questions, weird questions that I had to ask him with regard to this workshop. I'd like to thank Nicole Clark, who is outside, the workshop coordinator, Charles McGrew, whose expertise is allowing us to do some of this technical work, Walter Morris, and Lou Patrick, who is videotaping. In case you have any objections to being videotaped, let us know. like to also introduce and thank our co-organizers for this workshop, Hedem and Ferguson. Thank you very much for being here. Mathematician and sculptor is here. PSLQ algorithm is considered to be one of the top 10 algorithms of the century by some. Dirk Oerlgraf, who comes from St. Lucas School of Architecture from Brussels, thank you very much for being my co-organizer. He's the winner of Lester Ford Award, and he did his first free jump at the age of 17. I saw that somewhere. Why do you do that at that age? And also I'd like to thank Radmila Sazanovic from the George Washington University, a non-theorist and a bright mathematician. And thank you so much. I'm sure that this would be an interesting workshop and events that will follow. And I hope you're going to be enjoying your stay here in New Jersey. And with this, I'll now turn this over to Radmila. Thank you very much for coming.